is the same with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I'd love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, and because I seriously want you back. Health has been on my mind because, especially in the last couple of weeks, I've been having some trouble with my legs. I had severe leg cramps, and I have this vibrating sensation. And there is some, I started supplementing with magnesium because of difficulty bending my knees, and I'm doing fine now. And it maybe I got too carried away, which has caused another extreme. But even with that, this is minor tribute token stuff. Because I did some research on it, and again, the normal thing, I found some other places where a lot of people study, one of the easiest ways to determine your state of health is how fast you walk. And so I looked at a couple charts, one for 1 mile, one for over 5 miles. And for people in their 20s and 30s, I'm at the top of the list. And obviously, I'm past my 20s and 30s. So my state of health is extremely good. The nuisance issues is because I think dehydration, which I'm being a little bit more careful of. So it's nuisance issues. I got a call from my friend Mike Day just, within the hour. And because he's keeping me up to date, because, again, I do think he... he was talking about how he thought he could make it to 80. Now he's hoping for 76. Because it is a tumor that he's going to Atlanta next week to have more serious testing done. So there's a concern. He's thinking about death. And he lives in fear. And he's finding that he has a friend with me. And so the health question, and then I've talked with others. People don't seem to be willing to make the effort to do the obvious, most notably in food. Again, I say now with a lot of joy, I haven't opened a box or a can in years. I don't make things from stuff out of boxes or stuff we used to do with my family. I don't do any of that anymore. I buy raw ingredients, and I make everything. I think this is one of the primary reasons of my state of health. So, when I have pains in my legs, one friend told me, the reason you're having this trouble is because the level of activity you're doing is equivalent to extreme sports. When somebody walks 10 miles... and gets to the end of the walk and still comfortably above 4 miles an hour, that's a good state of health. I'm constantly covered in sweat. So I do have a problem of keeping hydrated, which I think is what's caused, clear evidence has been what's caused the pain. But weather's cooling and maybe that won't be much of a problem. So I'm in great health. And... the pains I have are nuisance things because I push myself. And I wonder about my own family. I don't do the things I did when I had my family with me. I've changed a lot. I've matured. How's my wife? What are my kids being fed? I'm sorry. I'll get long. I talked because I did. I received a guy drove up from Georgia yesterday, dropped off this device. This device that goes into a gas pump. It has the big color display and whatnot in order to do the financial transactions now with the EMV cards. So nice color display and so forth, but I didn't have a power cord. Well, that came today. I got it fired up and I'm sort of talking to it now because it's a trade show on Tuesday. So there's pressure to get this done. So I did take a trip today. I figured, okay, I'm going to get a bunch of food so I can work till uninterrupted, till Tuesday, so to prepare them for the trade show, to make whatever we can to look good. When I did go to Abundant Living today, talk with a few people, and one of the things that came up was this Norwegian girl, Greta, something of that nature. And the way it was described to me was this girl is got mental problems and she's being abused, which I think is true. Because what concerns me is what you see with her and so many other people. Oh, climate change, and you know, study the marketing of it. It's really remarkable, because you know, it used to be global warming, and found out, oh well, we have a problem here. We fudged the numbers. The IPCC, you know, got caught. Well, of course, then that was exposed via WikiLeaks, and of course, can't trust them because nothing they've released has been shown to be false. So obviously, you can't trust them. You know, they're politically incorrect, so you can't trust them. And the information from the IPCC has shown to be false, so you must be able to trust them because they're the UN. Obviously, you can trust them. So that's the world we're in. And you know, my concern is, one, can my family see this? And two, do you understand climate change is just one thing? It's just like the Russiagate thing. Total baloney. Bring up Seth Rich, oh, they'll shut you down, ignore you, and so forth. You know, and so many other things. We have to, you know, I heard somebody talk about this you know, the thing about got to impeach Trump because of Ukraine. And the issue is, you know, I have the video from the CFR of Joe Biden talking basically of a criminal offense, and now they have to cruise Trump because he said to Ukraine, go ahead and let us know if this is true. There's a whole bunch of things you can accuse Trump on, but if you're going to fight against somebody, fight with the truth. Don't fight with lies. Can my kids see this? Does my wife see this? Jim Cross? No, he'll run to the Talmud, I guess. My concern is, do you have a mind to see this stuff? And my kids are going to grow up in that world where if you challenge somebody, you end up like Seth Rich. You know, a bullet in your back. So, are you willing to say, no, the truth is too important? I'm going to stand with the truth. What is the truth? You know, there was a gentleman a couple thousand years ago who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You may have heard that line somewhere, in some book somewhere. Do you stand with him? I'm trying to desperately. Including his command to love, to reconcile, to speak the truth, to proclaim, but boldly, clearly, and unambiguously. Not run into a corner like Mr. Cross, like Mr. Bitterman, and like Mr. Keynes. You're scared of the scripture, aren't you? That is clear. But there's grace. I can't emphasize that enough. There's grace. There's a command to reconcile. There's the Peter and Paul thing that I go over and over again. I desire that so badly. I want to prepare my kids to be able to contend in the world and to be persecuted by the world and stand strong on the truth. Right now, the model they have set before them is, no, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to be whatever. They want to be pragmatic, like Jim Cross has said in writing. No, I'm sorry. My Lord is not the Lord pragmatism. My Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ. Who's your Lord? This is my family. My family's been led down the wrong path. I'm going to work, hopefully, well over the next several days to deliver the stuff for this trade show. And my plan is, Lord willing, to have a face-to-face meeting with Abby Johnson Monday night. We'll see how that goes. You know, because I had a face-to-face meeting with, well, you recall the one with Norma McCorvey, but also with Bernard Nathanson. You know, had meetings, actually talked with him. And now the opportunity may be there for Abby Johnson. And, you know, the issue is, I'm still a pro-life guy. And I still believe obedience to the Lord's first commandment is vital. Again, Jim Cross and I don't see eye to eye on that. But again, I look at the whole scripture as relevant today. That's not shared. And when you don't share it, you run and hide. You cower and you ignore things like Revelation 21:8. I'm sorry, I gave you a long voicemail. I love my family. I'm concerned for them. I'm concerned they're going to end up as part of the world. Because the rest of their family did not love them enough to point them to obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. This concerns me. Again, there's grace. Dorothy Jane, I love you.